After hitting an iceberg off the coast of Newfoundland, the Titanic sank on April 15, 1912, on its maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York City. More than 1,500 people died. 100 years later, WNYC's Abby Fentress Swanson reports the Titanic still looms large in the minds of many.
But she can't sink. She's unsinkable.
As far as I can see, she made 14 feet of water in the first 10 minutes after the collision. Not very fast. She should live another hour and a half.
The scene is from the 1958 film A Night to Remember. Set in Thomas Andrews' cabin, the Titanic's designer is looking at the ship's plan with its 4 smokestacks and 11 decks and telling Captain Edward J. Smith that it will soon sink.
How many people are there on board?
2,200 or more. And room in the boats for how many?
1,200.
I don't think the Board of Trade Regulations visualized this situation. Do you?
On April 16, 1912, the New York Times headline read, "Biggest liner plunges to the bottom at 2:20 a.m." That an iceberg sank the Queen of the Ocean, as the Titanic was called in its promotional material, stunned the world. The largest so-called unsinkable steamer, with its watertight doors and patented anti-corrosive coating, had gone down. Kevin Sandler, author of Titanic, Anatomy of a Blockbuster, has some idea why the dramatic scene still captivates people 100 years later.
You got a big ship colliding with an iceberg. You have death and destruction in the middle of an ocean. You have this kind of false confidence in technology.
The Titanic sank at the dawn of the modern age, just as the Victorian era was coming to an end. With their tickets, first-class passengers got deck plans that folded up like roadmaps. The details of the disaster have been revisited in a dozen movies and countless articles. As a 20-year-old, Jack Eaton became fascinated with the ship when he saw an Esquire magazine article called "The Sinking of the Titanic."
I had never seen or heard of this silly ship before. And I caught my eye and I wondered, how did this happen and why?
The 1946 article read, "She was the greatest ship afloat, a 46,000-ton, 4-stacker, a 1/6 of a mile long, an immense, proud, floating city inhabited by 2,208 men, women, and children." A painting by Harper Goff was printed beside the article. It showed the bow of the Titanic sinking into the North Atlantic Ocean at a 45-degree angle. The ship's lights still on as passengers and lifeboats watch.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful fascination with so many intricate and convoluted details that it's a sort of a never-ending story.
Charlie Haas first learned about the Titanic from his grandfather, who worked for a stevedoring company. Haas remembers a day when the two saw giant ocean liners float through the New York Harbor.
He said, "Did you know that one of these ships was destroyed by a piece of ice?" And as a 12-year-old, I was quite stunned by that.
Haas and Eaton both developed a lifelong fascination with all things Titanic. The two met in 1973 at the New York Public Library, back when there were still card catalogs.
And I reached for the drawer that had Titanic's entries in it. At the same time, another hand converged from the left. And it was Charlie, and he was looking for the same thing.
They went on to write 5 books together and founded the Titanic International Society.
We've been at the site 3 times or 4, Charles? 3?
3.
We've been out there on expeditions that have taken anywhere from 12 days to 3 weeks, and we've both dived on the wreck.
The Titanic continues to intrigue because it is epic, according to Paul Heyer. He wrote Titanic Century: Media, Myth, and the Making of a Cultural Icon.
So it has a kind of tragic aura to it that we find in the Bible, Greek drama, Shakespeare, novels such as Moby Dick. So it's almost as if all these themes in literature have come to life in a real historical event.
Charlie Haas agrees.
Some people might say the ship sank, get over it. Some people might say Titanic is a metaphor for failure. You know, we have that phrase like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. But in terms of sheer durability, I think Titanic's going to go on.
For WNYC, I'm Abby Fentress Swanson.
Iceberg, what a...
Don't you understand?
To see a list of Titanic centennial events in the tri-state area, click on Culture at WNYC.org.